Welcome to the Dr. Lip Podcast, the podcast on education, careers, relationships, and counseling. And now, here's your host, Dr. Jeff Lip.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Lip Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeffrey Lip. Today is February 7th, 2021, but this podcast will be coming out on Monday, February 8th, 2021. So happy Monday to everybody out there. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on education, careers, relationships, and counseling. Today, for the 200th Part 2 podcast, it will be a solo episode and will be the last episode of the Dr. Lip Podcast series. This podcast will be brief, and I have basically written out everything I wanted to say. When you visit jefflip.com, you will see the blog post, and this is what it reads. Over the last 3 years, the Dr. Lip Podcast has been a huge part of my life. This podcast has helped me truly understand the importance of breaking that stigma of seeing a professional for your own mental health. Today marks the end of the podcast series. Thank you from the bottom of my heart if you ever tuned into the show. The website will still be up if you would like to listen to our past shows or read the blogs. Below is also the letter of encouragement that I wrote to myself from my higher power. If you need help processing emotional pain, the letter will hopefully give you some inspiration. Take care and thank you. The reason why I wrote that introduction was because over the last few months, I have experienced a ton of emotional pain. And it's another reason why I am closing the podcast series, because of the fact that I need some time to kind of deal with my own personal issues. And in dealing with all of this emotional pain, what I found out is something very important in regards to my relationships. Number one, my relationship with my higher power is truly the most important relationship that I have right now in my life. Number two, the relationship that I have with myself is also the next most important relationship that I have. When you go through trauma, when you go through pain, you go through setbacks, you even heard it on Craig's podcast last week, you experience so much pain, causes you to believe that you'll never get out of that pain. But what I did for the second half of this blog post was basically write this letter of encouragement. And I'm just going to read it to you guys because it holds a lot of value to me. And I will always keep going back to this letter of encouragement when I'm struggling. But exactly why this letter of encouragement exists is because it gives me inspiration that tomorrow will be better. And this is how it reads. Dear child of mine, I hear you and I'm walking with you each day. You are not alone. Watching your journey to get emotionally whole has encouraged me to love and support you even more. At every step of your healing process, I am amazed to see how important our relationship has been to you. I know the pain has been difficult in your heart. Just know I am love. Remind yourself that love conquers all and that my timing in life is perfect. Please be patient and gentle with your own heart and the healing process. You don't need to rush any of this. Learn from all the pain, because the pain is a history teacher and a fortune teller. I love you so much, and don't you ever forget that. Please remember to keep being the person that I made you to be. You are honest, humble, loyal, caring, and full of spirit. Enjoy the journey that you're on right now, because it's temporary. I know that you did not sign up for this, but what is life without some challenges? Come back to this the next time you need some encouragement from me. Have faith that one day you will have a partner to share your life with, and she will love you unconditionally. Remind yourself to be grateful for everything that you have each day. Continue to give love and forgive anyone that may have caused you pain with his or her choices. Everyone needs more love, not more pain. Free your mind, heart, and soul about when all of this will happen. Trust in my plan, and remember that I absolutely love you. Keep talking to me because I'm listening. Life, your heart, and your soul are all beautiful, and remember the joy of being alive today. Embrace all the negative and positive emotions and experiences that you will encounter in your life. Remember to keep trying and giving your best each day. Don't focus on your past mistakes and be consumed with negative self-talk. Stay in the present with me. Love, your higher power. So I hope you found some inspiration in that. I know I did. I know I will keep going back to that every single time I struggle with my own particular mental health issues. Thank you again so much for ever tuning into an episode. This has been a amazing journey to go on with you guys. Thank you to all my guests that have been out on this show. It means the world to me that you were able to share some time and some vulnerabilities with me, and to help keep this movement going, which is, again, that movement to help break that stigma to see a professional for your mental health. I will end with this. The website, as you heard earlier from the introduction, will still be present. The podcast will also be there. And what you can do, and to check all this out again, you can just go ahead and visit jefflip.com. That's J-E-F-F-L-I-P.com. Over there, you can connect with regards to gains and counseling support in the areas of education, careers, and relationships. Over there, you can also find the pods and read my blogs. The assessment is there and available at jefflip.com. Please check it out so you're best suited to work together against the counseling support in the areas of education, careers, and relationships. Finally, if you like this pod that I did with myself today, you have an iTunes account, or wherever you listen to these pods, do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review the Dr. Lip podcast. It will help other people find the show. This is not the end. I'm looking forward to getting on John Daly's show. But thank you again for tuning in today to, again, the shortest podcast that I've ever had on this series. It's been an amazing journey. I hope the next time that I ever get back on the air, I'm able to get on the air with someone that is sharing a life with me. And even though I am far from finding that specific life partner, I have faith that one day, hopefully I'll be married again. Hopefully I will have a family that we're raising together. And I'm encouraged by the idea that that journey can happen. So more than anything like that, I hope this podcast today specifically provides you some hope. Because no matter what struggles that you are going through in life, hope is critical in regards to making sure that you're taking the best care of yourself. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. This has just been everything to me. And I look forward to connecting with everyone out there sooner than later. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Lip Podcast. Check out our website at jefflip.com. We appreciate your rating this podcast and providing feedback. The purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform and does not replace actual counseling. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute professional advice or services. We encourage you to discuss your options with a qualified professional. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experiences, and conclusions. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. Dr. Lip assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device. Again, thank you for listening to the Dr. Lip Podcast.